wanted to get to the deeper meaning of something, he would tell a story. I'm going to offer you a story this morning called The Rag Man by an author named Walter Wangren. After the story, there will be an extended period of silence. At the end of the story, I will blow out the Christ candle representing Jesus' death for us. And then there will be an extended period of silence. After a silence that will probably be uncomfortable, and some of you may think I have fallen asleep, I will lead us in the response found in the bulletin. I will simply say, Lord, have mercy, and you will respond with, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. And so I offer you this story this morning. One day I stumbled upon a strange sight, and nothing in my life or in my street sense could ever prepare me for what I witnessed. And if you listen, I'll share it with you now. Even before dawn one Friday morning, I noticed a young man, handsome and strong, walking the alleys of our city. He was pulling an old cart filled with clothes that were both bright and new, and as he went, he called out in a clear tenor voice, "Rags!" The sweetness of the voice cut both the dark and the filth of the inner city morning. "Rags," he cried, "new rags for old. I take your tired rags." Now this is a wonder, I thought. For the man stood 6'4". His arms were like tree limbs, hard and muscular, and his eyes flashed with intelligence. Could he find no better job than this, to be a ragman in the city? I followed him. My curiosity drove me, and I have to admit that I wasn't disappointed. Soon the ragman saw a woman sitting on her back porch, and she was sobbing into a handkerchief, sighing and shedding 1,000 tears. Her knees and her elbows made kind of a sad X, and her shoulders were shaking. It was clear that her heart was breaking. The ragman stopped the cart, and quietly he walked up to the woman, stepping around the tin cans and the broken toys and the other garbage that was in the alley. "Give me your rag," he said in a gentle voice, "and I'll give you another." And with that, he slipped the handkerchief from her eyes and laid across her palm a new linen cloth, so bright and new that it shined. All she could do was blink as she looked from the gift up to the giver. And the ragman started to pull his cart again. But as he did a strange thing, for he put the dirty, soiled handkerchief to his face, and he started to cry and weep as uncontrollably as she had. His shoulders were shaking, his heart was breaking, and yet he left her without a single tear. "Rags," he said, "new rags for old, I take your tired rags." This was a wonder, I breathed to myself, and I followed him, kind of like a child who couldn't turn away from a good mystery. After a little while, when the sky showed gray behind the rooftops and I could just make out the tattered curtains hanging in darkened windows, we came upon a young girl whose head was wrapped in a bandage. Blood was seeping through, and a single line of blood was running down her cheek. The ragman looked down upon this child with pity, and he took a yellow bonnet from his cart, and he walked up to her, and he said, "Give me your rag," as he traced the line on her face, "and I'll give you another." And so he unwrapped the bandage from her head, and he placed it on his own, and on her head he placed the brand new bonnet. And I trembled at what I saw, for with the bandage went the wound. And yet now, the streak of blood that ran down his face was more substantial, darker, for it was his own. "Rags," he cried, "I take old rags, rags," cried the sobbing, bleeding, intelligent ragman. Soon now the sun hurt both my eyes and the skies and the sky. And the ragman seemed to more and more to hurry to pick up his pace. Are you going to work? He asked a man who was leaning against a pole on a street corner. And the man just shook his head. Well, don't you have a job, Jesus, or the ragman pressed. Are you crazy, he said. He pulled away from the pole, revealing that his jacket lay flat and the end was tucked into his pocket, for he had only one arm. Ah, the ragman said, I see. Give me your jacket, he said, and I'll give you mine. And he said it with such a quiet authority in his voice that the man had no choice but to take off his jacket. And so he did, and so did the ragman, and I trembled at what I saw, for with the jacket went the arm. And when the man put on the jacket, he now had two good arms, as strong and as thick as tree limbs. But the ragman was left with only one. Go to work, he said. After that, he found a drunk lying on the street, covered in an old army blanket, drunk and wizened and sick. He picked up the blanket and wrapped it around himself, and for the old man, he left a pile of new clothes. By now, I had to run to keep up with the ragman, for though he was weeping uncontrollably and bleeding freely from the forehead, pulling his cart with one arm, stumbling for drunkenness, falling again and again, he went with such a terrible speed, like a spider skittering through the streets of the city. 1 mile, then the next, then he came to the edge of the city and he continued to go. He went till we came to the garbage dump. The landfill. And then I wanted to help him with what he did. But I hung back, hiding. For he climbed that hill. With tormented labor, he cleared a spot at the top, laid his head on a pillow made of the handkerchief and the jacket, pulled up the army blanket over himself, and he laid down and he died. And oh, how I cried to witness that death. I slumped into a junk car and I wailed and I mourned as one who had no hope because I had come to love the ragman. Every other face had faded in the wonder of his, and I cherished him. But he died, and I cried myself to sleep.